New Zealand Rugby says the science around brain disease in players is complex and evolving. A study by researchers from Glasgow University and Queen Elizabeth University Hospital found elite rugby players are more than 2 times more likely to have dementia and up to 15 times more likely to suffer from motor neuron disease than other people. Meanwhile, New Zealand Rugby is waiting on the final results of a study of 12,000 former professional rugby players that it's helped to fund. I asked NZR's General Manager of Professional Rugby, Chris Lendrum, if he accepts the science that rugby players are at greater risk of degenerative brain disease.
We understand we're a contact sport. We are trying to balance what we believe are the considerable benefits of playing rugby mentally, physically, socially, with responding to the science and risk appropriately. And we're doing everything we can at the moment based on what we know.
This is a specified danger, though, so my question is specific. There is a lot of research, not just this most recent study from Scotland. Do you accept that there is a greater risk of degenerative brain diseases in rugby players?
I think we're assuming that there's a risk lesser, and I mean that in the sense that rugby's working on a conservative basis, that there is a link. But we need to remember the science is complex and evolving, and we're not quite at a state where we can make those comments in an absolute way. The key is, what approach are we taking? And the approach is, we prioritise our player welfare. We have a huge amount of different initiatives underway to attempt to make the game safer to play, because we do understand that people who are playing the game or who are supporting family and whānau and make decisions to play the game will be concerned.
Okay, we're going to get to game modifications and what risk mitigation you can have. But are you telling me you don't think the evidence is conclusive?
I'll read from you very briefly the conclusions of the study, which I'm sure you've read yourself. It says that the study adds to our understanding of the association between contact sports participation and the risk of neurodegenerative disease. Further research exploring this interaction is required. In the meantime, strategies to reduce exposure to head impacts and head injuries in sport should be promoted. That's what the study says, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Study also says 2.5 times greater risk of dementia and up to 15 times greater risk of motor neuron disease. And it's not the only study that points to these kind of risk factors,
right.
Is it?
No, that's absolutely right. And obviously those numbers are distressing and will provoke concern amongst people. As I say, we're 24 to 48 hours into having this study available to us. We need time for people in our research and scientific community to look at that and assess the overall validity of it. As I said right at the outset, I believe it's a valuable contribution to the work that's going on here. And of course, there's a lot of research that points to challenges for all contact sports. But it is also absolutely true, Lisa, that the science is incomplete on this. So as I said before, we are working on a very conservative basis, which is to assume that we need to make the game safer for all our participants, community and professional, and we've got an awful lot of work underway in both community and professional games to achieve that.
So given that you are aware of risks, how are you monitoring your players, current and former, and getting an idea of how widespread this problem may be within your own ranks?
Sure. Well, at the professional level, obviously we employ all our players, and so we have medical oversight of our players. We've got a significant amount of research underway, either commissioned through New Zealand Rugby or co-commissioned with World Rugby at both professional and community level. We've participated in trials around biometric mouthguards. We have an enormous research project underway called Kumana Tangata, where we're looking at the long-term health outcomes of over 12,000 former representative rugby players in New Zealand and cross-referencing that against a general population in excess of 2 million.
But right now, Chris, do you know how many of your current and former players would have what is considered to be a degenerative brain disease?
Of current and former players, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I wouldn't have access to that information, Lisa. I think we're doing everything we can in management and aftercare of our employees here. And obviously we're also trying to look at law variations in the community game that have the potential to make the game safer. So this year, for example, at up to secondary school level, we had two trials, one with tackle height below the sternum and the other removing contact in the air. We take prevention really seriously. We've always been world leaders in terms of managing player load and welfare here, in terms of upskilling our coaches around technique through the Rugby Smart program, for example. There will be other things in the future that we will trial. But the question essentially is, are we doing everything we can right now based on what we know? And I believe, and New Zealand Rugby believes, that we are.
And that was Chris Lendrum of New Zealand Rugby.